summoning abundance. If you've got money and you're hoarding it all for a rainy day, or if you're looking at the stock market and what the world economy is doing and you're basing all of your behavior on these illusions, this does not speak well of your belief in the inevitable arrival of great avalanches of abundance rushing towards you. Now does it? Splurge here and there, assuming you've got enough money for small indulgences. But to repeat a bit of advice from Infinite Possibilities, never spend money you don't have, with credit cards, for example, if you can't readily pay it off. It simply isn't necessary, as the number of things you can do to demonstrate faith is infinite and most require no expenditures whatsoever. I caught myself basing my behavior solely on physical circumstances while I was booking a flight to Atlanta, Georgia, on my first world tour 7 years ago. During the tour, I had flown virtually everywhere first class, the first time I had ever done so in my life. My speaking date in Atlanta was coming up, and 2 weeks before, I found out there were only 6 people signed up to attend this 5-hour program. I lamented. Dang, 6 people! It's hardly worth going. But of course, I wasn't going to back out. When I started to price flights, I found it would cost $1,200 to fly first class from Orlando to Atlanta and back. This is only a 45-minute flight each way, and by comparison, would only cost $200 to fly coach. So I got caught up in the illusion trap. I was assessing the illusions around me without even realizing it, thinking to myself, look, 6 people are signed up now. Maybe by start time, there'll be 12 or 15. If I spend $1,200 on this short flight, it's going to be a red-letter day, not a pretty financial picture. I don't need to fly first class. And then the light went on in my head. Mike, you are a highly sought-after, world-class professional speaker. My dream and intended end result. I said to myself, and Mike, such folks don't fly coach, no matter who is on the other end of the flight. Flying coach as a wannabe professional speaker will not serve you in becoming the real deal. Then the coin dropped even further. This was not just about me being tough with myself. This was not about me saying, oh, dang it, I've got to walk the walk. You know, I'm going to have to splurge on a first-class ticket. So I changed the self-talk to sound more like, ho, first class, enjoy it. And realize, Mike, by making this demonstration, in spite of the illusions that now surround you, you are going to be forcing life's magic, the universe, to create circumstances where you are that highly sought-after, world-class professional speaker. Not only will you be given or infused with great content to share with your audiences, but your audiences will grow as your end result is made manifest. Don't use only logic and your physical senses to make all of your decisions. To clarify, I did have the money in this situation. I'm not saying you should spend money you don't have, but by purchasing that ticket and moving with my dreams, my first world tour's average audience size ended up being about 70 people. My second world tour, which is now concluded, averaged 170 people. Incidentally, the attendance in Atlanta ended up being 35 people. This kind of playful acting, conditioning your behavior on your dream and not just basing it on the illusions, is pure power. Even if sporadic or piecemeal, or only when you can afford it,